Welcome back to Stand and Deliver, the definitive program on public speaking, brought to you by the Dale Carnegie Organization and Nightingale Conant. Here in Session 2, we'll be discussing concepts that are the foundation of all effective speaking. One of these concepts, in fact, may be the foundation of personal effectiveness in any form, and it can be expressed in just two words. They're the same two words that were engraved above the entrance to the School of Philosophy in ancient Greece, and they've been the basis of all wisdom ever since. The two magic words are these: know thyself. Because the truth is, until you understand who you really are, you can't really understand the world around you, and you certainly can't be an effective public speaker. To see what this means, let's consider the two men whose work made this program possible. Their names, of course, were Dale Carnegie and Earl Nightingale. Both men were outstanding public speakers, but they earned that distinction in very different ways. Dale Carnegie grew up on a farm in Missouri. His speaking style reflected his down-to-earth Midwestern roots. Though he was obviously intelligent and well-read, he looked and sounded like a neighbor from across the road rather than a professor or a politician. This was who he was, and this was what he sounded like. Earl Nightingale, on the other hand, was gifted with a voice like an Old Testament prophet. For more than 30 years, his daily radio broadcast captured the attention of millions of listeners, partly because his voice simply could not be ignored. He sounded like wisdom personified. Earl Nightingale had a completely different speaking style than Dale Carnegie, but it worked equally well because it expressed his authentic self. I don't think there's any need to dwell on this point. I'm sure you understand the benefits of being your natural self when it's your turn to speak. But what you may not understand is who your natural self really is. That's why knowing thyself should begin with some clear-eyed self-appraisal. How, for example, would you describe your personal style of interaction with other people? Are you a naturally reserved person who prefers to let others take the conversational lead? Or are you more outgoing and accessible? Are you an analytic, logical thinker? Or do you like to tell stories and anecdotes to get your ideas across? How would you describe your physical appearance? Are you a large, gregarious person in body and in voice? Or are you someone who doesn't immediately attract a lot of notice? A good way to approach these questions is by identifying some well-known speakers that you admire. Without a doubt, Dale Carnegie and Earl Nightingale were great, but part of the reason was that their speaking styles were perfectly in sync with their time. The Dale Carnegie Organization is successful because it stayed on the leading edge of learning and training techniques. You should do the same in finding your role models for public speaking. We'll be talking about Winston Churchill and Abraham Lincoln in these sessions, and we'll also be talking about Bill Clinton and Jerry Seinfeld. Which of these personalities do you want to use as the basis for your speaking style? Which of them do you not want to use? How can you take what you admire from one speaker and blend it with what you admire from another, with the goal of making your own style entirely unique and original? There are no right or wrong answers to these questions. In responding to them, the only mistake you can make is not being frank and honest. That's the good news. The bad news is, almost everybody makes that mistake. You see, when people have to get up before an audience, their self-perception can be fooled by two very deceptive emotions. The first one is hope, and the second is fear. The second of these is certainly much more common than the first. But let's start with a look at how expecting too much can undermine your talk just as much as worry and anxiety. The fact is, some people have been waiting all their lives to stand up and show the world how interesting they really are. If you're one of those people, that's great, because I have no doubt that you really are very interesting. I'm certain that you have some great things to say and that people will benefit from hearing you. Nevertheless, it's still important not to take your audience for granted. Yes, they want to hear you. More importantly, they want to like you, but they also want you to earn their interest and their affection. They want you to win them over. Even while they're listening to you with rapt attention, they want to know that